You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR radio network. This is episode 23. Today we're talking about creating videos that resonate using the what's the point recipe. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and the producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. And remember, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Mm-hmm. And like you said the last time, tvtalkshowformula.com, you can really literally get the roadmap.
Literally.
Follow along. Yeah, literally. 100%. It's a Google Doc. Go get it. Yeah. Download it. Have your own copy. Follow along. Listen to episodes. They're awesome.
we just amuse ourselves, don't we?
I know. I'm in a silly mood today. I think it's the rain that's coming. I think I'm in a silly mood all the time, though, maybe.
I think I don't so, know.
Okay, we got to focus here. Steve Jobs would not let us laugh if he were around, and he is our quoter today. He says, the beauty of video is that it combines the power of emotion and information. And you know, Declan, what I really love about this one is I can totally relate to our friend Steve, Mr. Jobs, because I'm that kind of a person. I'm the information person. Mm-hmm. And for me to put the emotion in, that's a kind of a reminder. And so, you know, with him being that computer-like mind, I totally can resonate with that.
Yeah, it's true. It's like we were saying in the last episode as well, like just information without emotion or your charisma, your energy, like there's so many, the human without being human is boring, right? So if it's just information, then it's not going to engage people. But when you combine these two elements, you can kind of say just about anything and people are going to want to watch you. So
I like it. And it all is pointing to becoming a person worth watching by knowing how to properly structure your video message using video, emotion, and information. Get that. It's video plus emotion plus information. So your audience always feels like they're learning something from you of value.
Yes. And you know, we say this in every episode, and you all will hear it in every episode going forward, but we say this, become a person worth watching.
Yeah.
And we kind of just gloss over that part of it, but this is the whole point of this entire podcast series is we want you to know that you have something worth hearing, that your message is valuable and that there are people out there who want it right now. And we're doing this to help you become someone who is worth watching, right? Which there is an art to that. There are some things you need to know about that. And so that's our whole intention for you, is that you do become that person who, not, we know you're brilliant, otherwise you probably wouldn't be following us, right? You wouldn't be here. So we know that part, but now we want you to bring that to life and by being a person worth watching.
Oh, I'm so glad you went into that. Because it's true. Because you know, I mean, somebody that's joining hasn't been following them, like, well, that's egotistical. I'm gonna watch you, listen to you too, so I can become worth watching. Oh gosh, I hope we are.
Well, you know, I think too, you know, what the one of the common fears that I've heard from so many otherwise confident and certainly smart people is that they think no one wants to hear what they have to say, right? And we know that.
I just raised my hand because I've been in that boat for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I certainly have been too. And, you know, and sometimes it'll happen. Like, even now, sometimes I'll think, like, no one really wants to hear this. But that's not true, right? Those are, we've talked about all of this in much earlier episodes, the imposter syndrome and mindset. That's why we started that way with the whole series. But now we're getting into the level of this, of like, how do you put these things together? How do you put these elements, video, emotion, information together?
For a lot of our listeners, maybe they've been podcasting or public speaking or training or doing things with their message, but there's something about that camera.
Yeah, I see it all the time. You know, exactly. I'm glad you said that, because there are so many people who are very confident on stage. You know, if you said, we need you on stage in 10 minutes, talk about anything for 10 minutes. Like, there are people we know. We could do that, right? We'd get up and do that.
Raising my hand again.
Exactly. We would do that. There's a certain level of confidence, but then there's many people who could do that, but then you say, we're going to have you speak into a camera, and they get amnesia. All of a sudden, like, all of that confidence, wisdom, know-how, like, flies out the window. But it doesn't have to be this way.
Right, because you have a formula that you want to share.
Yes. So this is what I consider really like the skeleton for just about any video message that you would ever put together. So this is a really, really important episode for you to listen to more than once, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Bookmark it. Yes. This structure holds up your story. So I'd like you to think about this, what's the point formula as the skeleton, right, of your story. And it helps you to deliver your brilliance in a way that is easy for your viewers, your listeners, to understand, to relate to, and also to be able to incorporate the information that you're talking about. So here is the recipe. Should we give them the recipe?
Yes.
Do we have enough time? we have enough time to give you the recipe. How about that? Okay. So there are five components, to this recipe, and you're definitely going to want to write these down. The first one is when you go to think about the video, what is the powerful point you are making? So if you go back to the quadrant with the four different buckets, right, the four categories, you could pick any topic from there, right? So what's the point that you're making? And this is why I call it the what's the point. You have to know, why are you making this video? What is the one powerful point that you really want to drive home, right? Number one. Number two, what is the feeling that you want to invoke in your audience? Do you want them to laugh? Do you want them to be curious? Do you want them to be contemplative? You know, think about emotions, right? So this is how you're weaving in the power of emotions. When you think about this, and a lot of people don't, but if you think about this, when you think about this, it's going to make your video come across differently just because you had this thought process, right? Mm-hmm. And you're speaking to the thought, to the emotion that you want to invoke in them. And then you have an opening hook. So the third point, how are you going to open the video? What are the first words coming out, or the actions that you may be doing on camera that are going to get their attention? And then supporting points. So the fourth category here is supporting points. You can have one, two, or three supporting points. These are all relating directly to your one powerful point that you're making in the video. And then the fifth element is your call to action. And as we've said before in other episodes, without the call to action, then you've just created a nice video. But the call to action is where you're inviting them to take that next step with you, whatever that is. Click the link, follow me, go to this page, asking a question and asking them to type in the comments what their response is. There's a variety of things that you may
do. Do this now. We do it every video or every episode.
We do, exactly.
And we follow this.
By the way, every episode here is actually, even though we haven't talked about it really this way, but this is exactly how every episode here is formulated. There are things that we've put into play here that we want you to come across with, and it's on a structure that is essentially very similar to what we're doing here. And then what's the point?
and a little side note on this one, a little BTS behind the scenes, pulling back the curtain, is yes. I did a whole season without even knowing you, Declan.
Yeah.
Teaching this structure to my podcasters.
Yes.
And you've lived your whole life without me.
Yes.
Teaching this.
How did I do it?
So it's universal.
It is. And this also, you know, goes back to what we were teaching about storytelling, right? In the hero's journey, and all of this is starting to make sense. there are universal themes in communications, right? This is just like out of marketing communications 101 that are so important. And when you know it, you'll use it.
And back to your point, that's how we can so confidently say with every episode, become a person worth watching by following the formula. Because it when you and I met, we were like, yes, we both get it. We both get how to do, I know how to do this orally, audio. Yeah. You know how to do this visually. Let's combine this method together and put it out there to the world. So, you know, that's, it all comes together. in this one episode, like you say, it is true. We gotta start wrapping up. We have about less than 2 minutes. So what do we want our viewers, listeners to do?
Okay. So in the previous episode, we invited you to pick a topic from your quadrant, right? One of your 40 topics, and to bullet point out what you thought you would talk about in that video, and to record it, right? To practice saying it. Now we want you to take what we just showed you here, the what's the point formula, and go back to what you already started working on and see what blanks you might need to fill in or to restructure so it now fits onto this skeleton. So you kind of created the meat of the video, and now we want you to lay it on top of this particular skeleton. And then what's going to happen?
Record and post, record and post. Now you're going to share.
So record the video and put it on social media. And this, and we want, of course, we want you to notice, you know, what happens. But what's most important right now is what happens for you, knowing that you're undoubtedly going to have a new level of confidence around how to put a video together, because you now know like the core secret formula.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And when that's in your memory banks, you can show up and complete the circle, complete the dots of the video, not leave anybody hanging, like asking the questions, because you'll have answered them all.
Yeah. It becomes second nature. You'll anyways, we'll talk more about it.
Yeah. Make sure to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. Download your own roadmap, follow along, get the episodes that you may have missed, listen again. Do what you want. And at any time along the journey, if you want support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. And that's a wrap, my friend. This is episode 23, Creating Videos That Resonate Using the What's the Point Recipe. I'm Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan O'Segara. And we'll be back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
And watching.